The Department of Home Affairs has detailed recent efforts to help counter targeted efforts from foreign governments to intimidate and harass members of diaspora communities in Australia. The department confirmed they've made 26 community engagements between February and August to combat these attempts to intimidate, silence, coerce or harm migrants, acts known as transnational repression. During Senate estimates, Green Senator David Shoebridge asked Hamish Hansford, the head of National Security at Home Affairs, which communities are most affected.
And which communities are feeling most vulnerable at the moment, even if it's just indicated by the number of reports?
Well, I can tell you that our officers have engaged with Chinese-Australian communities on 10 occasions, with Iranian-Australian communities on 2 occasions within that time period, Indian-Australian communities on 4 occasions, Cambodian-Australian communities on 1 occasion, and Eritrean-Australian communities on 3 occasions. But that's not then confirming that that's the priority list. That's just a matter of fact in terms of who we've engaged.
Mr. Hansford also confirmed he's aware of a number of cases of transnational repression of Australia's Pakistani community.